Shabbos, Perkei Mishnah Dalet. Ein chama yotzim b'mardas b'zman she'enik shulo. A donkey cannot go out with a mardas that's not tied onto it, because if it falls off, we're afraid that you're going to carry it. V'lo b'zug, and even with like a bell, afal pishu pakuk, even if the bell is stuffed inside, where you can't hear it ring anymore, still by having a bell on the animal, it looks like you're selling, it looks like you're taking out the animal to sell. The bell is actually used, usually, they would tie it to the neck of the animal, the Rav says, that you would hear it as it would walk. V'lo besulim shebetzavaro, and also not with a ladder on its neck. This ladder was almost like a preventative super band-aid that the animal, when it would have a wound, a lot of times it would lean over and try to scratch or bite its own wound. So they would put something that's pretty thick. It's lav dafka like a ladder. It's just like wooden pieces that would crisscross that would prevent the animal from getting to its wound. V'lo b'rtzua shebiraglo, and also not with straps on its legs. The point of these straps is a lot of times the animals, the legs would rub together as it would walk, and the legs would hit against each other. So they'd put the straps in places where the legs would knock into each other to prevent it from happening. Ve'ena tarnagolin yotzin b'chutin. Tarnagolin shouldn't go out with thread on them, that they would make a simon. The owners would make a simon that they shouldn't switch them with other chickens. V'lo b'rtzua shebiraglehem. And now with straps on their legs. Now chickens' legs, those are strapped in order that they shouldn't hop, the Rav says, and break people's vessels. Vein hazcharim yotzin ba'agola shetachas ha'ali shalahen. Zcharim, males, is referring to rams. They shouldn't go with like a wagon that was underneath their tail. Their tail had a lot of fat on it and was very thick, and they were afraid that it would get scratched up and injured from the ground, so they'd put a wagon underneath to protect the tail. Vein harechelim yotzos chanunos. And female sheeps should not go out with chanunos, which is a little piece of wood that they would put in its nose, that it would sneeze, and a lot of worms would come out of its nose. They didn't need to do this by the males, by the rams, because the rams would always knock their heads together, and the worms would come out that way anyway. Vein ha'egel yotze begimin, and a calf shouldn't go out with a type of yoke that they'd put on its neck, that it would learn that as it would grow older, it would always bend its head down. V'lo para b'ora kupar, and not a cow with skin of a hedgehog, which had sharp points on it. This is to protect it from other shrotzim, that the shrotzim shouldn't hurt the cow. V'lo b'rtzua sheben karneh, and also it shouldn't go out with a strap between its thorns. The Rav says here, whether it was there for beauty or whether it was there to protect it, because any extra protecting is considered a masoi. And the Chora, all these cases in this Mishnah, they're also because it's extra, it's overkill, it's extra protecting, and that's considered a masoi. The Gemara explains that it wasn't Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah's cow, but rather his neighbor, she was a lady, her cow went out with this ritzua between his horns. And the reason it was called Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah's is because he didn't give tochacha, he didn't reprimand her, without the ratzon of the chacham. Some of the Farshim ask, on the suffix Rebbe Akiva Eiger had, whether a woman is chayv in shvisis behemto. According to this Mishnah, you see that they are. Why were the Chacham upset about Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah? Rather, it sounds like a woman is chayiv in Shvisis Behemto.